Okay, so we can start whenever Andrew says go. We're doing it!
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited!
We're doing it!
Host the show! Oh. Woo!
It's happening!
Yay!
Yeah.
Wait a second.
Oh no. And really, all that momentum gone, gone, gone. There we go. Wow.
Ring on the telephone.
Oh no. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Who are the people singing this?
It's hard to say.
Are they your friends?
No.
Oh.
Oh no.
Were they at some point?
Oh no.
Okay.
Hello everybody and welcome to Dr. Game Show. I'm Joe Firestone. I'm here with Manolo Moreno.
I'm here.
How are you, Manolo?
Do you want the honest?
Yeah.
I'm a little annoyed.
Why?
Because I accidentally got hazelnut coffee.
Oh, that's a strong
regular coffee.
That's a strong flavor bump.
It is.
Mm-hmm. You
it's
know,
like a weird candy.
You know, one time I used to work at a coffee shop and they had a coffee called Highlander Grog. And the smell of it was like butterscotch mixed with hazelnut. It was so popular. Everyone was like, do you have the grog today? And it was so bad. It smelled like that in all my clothes.
Mm. Ew.
Yeah.
Was it in a tavern?
It was not in a tavern, no.
You weren't working in a tavern.
Didn't work in a tavern, no.
Okay.
Anyway,
How are you doing?
I'm fine. Thank you so much for asking.
I'm not good at doing that, bouncing the question back.
No worries. I'll just prompt
I'll
you.
Yeah. No. Yes. And I'll prompt you.
Indeed, we will. Yes. We're back. And yes, we had trouble today. And yes, we will continue to have trouble for all future recordings. It is not you. It is me and Manolo. We are troubled.
Double trouble.
We're double trouble. And speaking of double trouble, guess who we have today?
A fan of the Parent Trap.
A fan of the Parent Trap. October 11th is coming up soon. We got...
Get your VCRs ready.
Get your VCRs ready for Late Night with Seth Meyers' own Karen Chi. Karen Chi is here.
Hi.
Hi, Karen. Could you explain to people who weren't here a few minutes ago why we introduced you such a way?
Oh, yes. Well, I think something... Oh, this episode is dropping on October 9th. So when you're listening to this, it's on October 9th. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
it's perfect. And then this is perfect. Just in time. Oh, this is good.
So then I said, wow, 2 days from that will be October 11th, which is National Parent Trap Day. Mm-hmm. Because in the movie, the day that's when the twins turn, they're like, oh, I'll be 12 on October 11th. And then people were like, oh my gosh, which is mostly me. And then I told Joe and Manolo that I rewatch the movie every year on that day.
Is this something that you just came up with, or you're like, oh, I read that this is, oh, I should look.
I think I came up with it when I was in high school, like much too old to still be obsessed. And then it carried on. And then my friends and I would watch it together. And then in college, I had annual viewings on that day in my room. And then we would have snacks that they eat in the movie.
Oh, what are the snacks?
Oreo with peanut butter.
Yes. Right? Joe, you're invited. We should do it this year.
What else is there?
It was really just Oreos.
Okay.
What is it? Oreos dipped in peanut butter?
Yeah, that's the thing. Where they're like, twins? Are we twins?
Oh, they both like that snack?
Yeah. Yes. Which is actually a pretty good snack. But to be fair, anything dipped in peanut butter is pretty okay.
That's true.
I agree.
Except for, ready for it? Ready for it?
Mm-hmm.
Carrots!
Carrots!
Oh! What did you say?
Kimchi.
Kimchi, yeah.
That would be bad.
That would be tough to dip. Because the juice would get into the jar.
It would become like a stew, right? Like a cold stew.
Cold stew.
Yum.
Okay, people, just to clarify, it's the not the original, it's the Lindsay Lohan one.
Oh, yes. Yeah, it's the good one.
Wow.
And did you find that you thought that they were two actresses?
When I was little, I absolutely thought they were two actresses. And I also was like, this one is better than the other one.
Incredible.
And then later realized it was the same one. And then I briefly, my brother told me maybe when I was 10 or 11 that it was a conspiracy and that there was another twin who wasn't getting credit, and I completely believed him.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I also believed everything he said.
Well, who did you think? That's what an older brother does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who did you think was better?
I thought the one, okay, the one who is originally from California and goes to England and pretends to be British, it clearly pulls it off so much better.
Wow.
And then I realize that's just the character. The character of Allie is better than, yeah. So I'm sure Lindsay was great in all regards. Yeah. But yeah, I was like, she's so good. The other one is really just hanging, just on her coattails.
What didn't you like about the original?
I haven't seen it.
Does the Lindsay Lohan one have a catchy tune?
It. Yeah.
Like, does it use the original tune?
It has.
Let's stick together. Let's stick together. Yeah, yeah.
There's a reference
I'm the
to
cute
it.
One.
Oh,
she's just my sister.
No, that's the Olsen twins.
Oh yeah. Okay. Thank you.
And they're also one actor. Okay.
It's Elizabeth Olsen.
I bet they were.
She plays. Yeah.
That's how good she is.
Wow. I bet they were so mad they didn't get that part.
Oh my god, yeah. Can you imagine being the Olsen twins being like, they gave this part to one girl?
Yeah, this could have been us.
Yeah, representation matters.
Yeah, it's true.
It's true.
Representation for twins.
For twins. Oh my gosh. So now, okay, so basically, if you don't know what we're doing here, if you're thinking this is obviously the first and last Parent Trap podcast, we got a news for you that it's not. It's basically it's like it's a podcast where we play games submitted by listeners. We play them with in studio guest Karen and callers from all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
Now these callers obviously have the best intentions, and we love to hear from them.
Yep.
That's all I have to say about that. And then that's besides that, I think that's it, right?
I play bad music.
Well, you don't need to put yourself. That's let me put you down. You don't need to do
it
yourself.
I got the hint.
No,
apparently
certainly.
I'm not good at playing.
No,
music.
Certainly. I mean, certainly, I'm not going to convince you otherwise.
I practice these all the time.
Of course you do, and we hear that. I do want to say that we do have, if you call in and you win a game against Karen, we give you a custom magnet.
Oh, wow. So many people are going to get custom magnets
I mean,
today.
Well, we shall see. It is sponsored by Sticker Mule.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sticker Mule.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is a company we're learning more about every day.
Oh.
That's something that we're learning
Wait,
about.
Wait, do they make custom magnets?
Yeah. It's an interesting company, and of course they are our only sponsor, but mm-hmm. who knows
also,
who runs these
if you, also, if you want to support the show, you could be a donator. Or whatever.
Of course. You could always be a donator.
A donator.
The MoMA has donators. the Met has donators. And we have
Dr. Game Show has some
donators. Yeah, donators. And then I think that's the most of it. And then one game wins.
Okay.
And if you want to submit a game, you can always email us at gameshow@gmail.com. We will not respond to you, and we will maybe read it. Mm-hmm. I'm getting rude. Okay. All right. Here we go. So let's see. I think, is that good? Did we do all the housekeeping?
Mm-hmm.
We did?
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah.
Karen?
That feels great to me.
Okay. That feels great to you. Okay. We're going to play. I do feel a little low. Do you feel low?
Low?
No.
I have hazelnut coffee on the brain.
Nom nom. Okay, so let's see. Our first game is a game called Good Movie, Few Words, submitted by Jeremy Stevens. Manolo, take
also,
it away. What?
By the way, when I said I have coffee on the brain enthusiastically, I didn't mean it like I was happy that I have hazelnut coffee.
Wait, why don't you like hazelnut? Do you just not like the taste of hazelnut?
Did you hear it's me like, say, Manolo, take it away? And did you think that I wanted you to talk more about your coffee?
I just don't like it.
Is it this right here?
Yeah.
Come on.
Like, I went to the bodega and I unlabeled.
Yeah.
Ooh. None of the things were unlabeled, so I was like, oh, it's all coffee, I guess.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what sucks? What? My mother drank hazelnut coffee, and so I'm supposed to, it's supposed to be like, oh, it reminds me of my mother.
Yeah.
Hazelnut coffee is so bad that I'd rather not be reminded of my mother.
Do you like your mom?
I like her.
Okay.
Yeah. But, all right. Okay. She's aight. All right.
Okay. All Manola's right. mom, if you're listening, he thinks you're aight.
Hey, let's pour a hazelnut coffee out.
Yeah.
Actually, you should. That's what you should do with it.
You should pour
and
it.
And just be like, yucky.
No, not you should. Okay. Anyways. Oh.
Here, you have it.
No. Okay. Oh my gosh. This is off to a good start. Actually, better than average, I would say. Okay. So now when I say Manolo, hit it. Do you know what I'm suggesting?
Oh, yeah, play the music that I practiced.
Mm-hmm. So feel free to join in on this, Karen.
Okay.
If you can detect any kind of melody, that's kind of what we're aiming for. But also, if you want to call in 857-MANOLO-1, you can call in. That number, again, goes straight to my cell phone, okay? So you just call me, all right? That's I want
to
hear from you.
Put the cell phone up to the microphone.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay, here we go.
Are you going to say hit it?
Wait, I have an important question.
Yeah, sure.
I said hit it three times.
No, you said here we go. And then Karen has a question.
Well, okay, so if you're at a bar and you're flirting with somebody and you like them and you want to give them your number, do you write down on the card
857
Manolo 1?
Yeah.
Do they reach you? Does it work?
Oh, they reach me.
Okay, I was just... Okay.
These first three callers, I'm sure I've met
hey,
at a bar.
Joe, we met at the bar last night.
Yeah. Yeah, I told you to call me at 12 p.m. and
I'm the guy with the
play
paisley
a game.
Tie.
Yeah, the paisley tie. Yum, yum. I go to a bar where people wear paisley ties.
Yum, yum.
And you know I'm going to bars. Hit it. Oh.
Good movie. Few words.
Oh.
Good movie and also few words.
Few words.
Good movie, so many few words.
Words.
Good movie, it's a few words.
Wow. That's what you get. That's a single applause.
Nice. Thank you. Good job on the backup.
Thank you.
That
yeah,
was
I was supporting you.
Pretty decent. Okay, so this movie's called Good Movie, Few Words, submitted by Jeremy Stevens. Jeremy writes, Manolo starts the round by picking a number between 1 and 10. Each contestant has the chance to use that many words to give the plot of a favorite movie. If Manolo guesses the movie, that contestant gets a custom magnet.
Ooh.
Yeah. Okay.
Yum, yum.
So, Manolo.
Yes.
1 through 10.
Right now? I thought you were gonna get a caller first.
Okay, fine. All right.
Wait.
Okay,
we're gonna do it between each round. Yeah.
It does. You start the round. It says Manolo starts the round.
Yeah, we didn't start the round yet.
Okay, we're gonna talk to Scarlett and Hugo, who are 9 and 5 from Chicago, Illinois.
Oh.
Scarlett and Hugo, are you there?
Yes.
Who's that?
Yes.
Who is
we're
it?
Here.
Who's talking?
I am. Who
are you?
Charlotte.
Who's Hugo?
My little brother.
Where is he?
I'm talking now.
Hugo?
Hi, Hugo.
Hi.
Hugo? Scarlett?
Hi, Scarlett.
Listen, you're on the line.
Charlotte. Charlotte, not Scarlett.
Charlotte.
Charlotte.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Okay, well, just for
I'm
the
sorry.
Record, my name is Joe with a G, okay? So you better pronounce that right.
My name's Ganolo.
Yeah, and this is Garen.
Hi.
Hello.
Okay, so are you all ready? Have you watched movies?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So, okay, Manolo, here we go. Give him a number between 1 and 10.
I don't get
what? What?
Hmm?
You don't get it?
I couldn't hear it.
Okay, I'll tell you it again. Okay, so here's here's how it works. Manolo's going to give a number between 1 and 10. That's the amount of words you get to use to describe a movie. So, say for example, the movie is Trolls. Manolo, give me a number between 1 and 10.
Four.
Four. Okay, I'll say happy music, little guys. Okay? And then he would have to guess trolls.
Mm, that was great.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, so do you guys have a movie that you want to do? Think of a movie.
Little guys, big hair.
Okay, well, you know, that's...
Yeah, that's actually... That's a perfect description.
Yeah, okay. I
immediately got trolls. Wow.
Wow. Okay, so Charlotte and Hugo, do you have a movie in mind? Don't tell us what it is.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so Manolo, how many words?
Describe the movie in 5 words.
You get 5 words to describe the movie. Go.
Ice. Princess.
Should have been 2.
Magic.
Carrot.
Movie.
Okay.
Sisters.
Okay. Nice. Okay. Keep in mind, one of those is movie.
Okay. Oh, so it's a movie. So it's about the movie industry. Once upon a time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever happened to Baby Jane? Maybe.
Who's supposed to guess?
You.
Oh, me. Is it Frozen?
Yes.
Wow! You get a custom magnet.
That's so exciting.
Wow, Charlotte and Hugo, you're getting a custom magnet. Wait, was that both of you going, or did you guys want to go separately?
That one's just...
What's happening?
My dad is trying to say stuff.
Oh, nice. Okay, so we're going to... Do you guys want to go... Does whoever went first, does the other person want to go next? Or do you want to say that that's for the team? You're getting magnets. That's a win.
Hugo, do you want to go or no? Mm-hmm. Do you want to go by yourself or no?
Hugo might go by himself. That's what's at stake.
He's done now. He's not.
Hugo's done now. Okay, Hugo's done now. Okay, understood.
So you're playing as a team.
That you're playing as a team, and guess what, Hugo? You won. You already won. Thanks to that excellent description. Congratulations. You're getting a custom magnet. Have a good day. Goodbye.
Bye.
Sticker mule.
Bazinga?
Sticker mule.
Sticker mule.
Sticker mule. Classic. A classic situation. Okay, Karen, you're up.
Okay. I'm so excited.
Okay. Manolo.
Describe your movie in 2 words.
Okay. Twins. Camp.
Twins in camp. The original Parent Trap.
No! That's so wrong! You could not be further
Let's
away!
Let's get together, yeah.
A very good song that is in both movies.
So that is in both movies. Yeah. Oh, cool. Okay, gotcha.
Wow.
I guess you don't get a custom magnet.
That was really tricky. Okay, so that was... Okay, so we just can see Manolo's range. Mm-hmm. He knows Frozen. He doesn't know Parent Trap. Keep that in mind, future players. We're going to talk to Zoe, Lucas, and Arthur from Missoula, Montana. Zoe, Lucas...
Hello?
Are you there?
Yes.
Hello.
We're here.
Okay, who was that? Was that... We got Zoe?
Mm-hmm.
And Lucas?
Yes, that's me. Hello.
And Arthur?
Arthur, can you say hi?
Is Arthur a dog?
He's drooling on the phone.
Oh, Arthur's a baby.
Okay, Arthur's a baby. Okay.
A baby can't play this game.
No, a baby can't play this game.
Let Arthur play.
But he's attentively watching the chat.
Yeah, we'll give him a Hugo pass. So
that's a Hugo pass.
So let's see, Manolo, you want to do a number?
Yeah.
Just so everybody knows, that was the sound of a drink.
Mm. Oh, that was a hazelnut. Yucky, yucky.
Yuck, yucky.
You.
Exactly. Well. Thank you.
Thank you.
Because of that, I will give you 4 words.
Ah.
Oh, okay.
Keep in mind, one of them can be right. Movie.
Yeah, movie.
Film.
Yeah. Board game. Animal. Scary.
Gary.
Scary.
Scary.
Obviously not one not of the words is Gary. Gary.
What? Scary.
Movie, board game, animal, Gary.
I can't believe you used movie. So movie, board game, animal, scary, or Gary. Scary?
Gary.
Let's go ahead and say Gary, Gary. See what you come up with.
Yeah.
I mean, the Gary thing is throwing me off.
Sure, it obviously would.
Mm-hmm. It's scary.
Scary? Mm-hmm. I mean, the scary thing is throwing me off. I mean, I want to say Jumanji, but is it scary?
Yes.
It is scary. It's very
scary.
It is scary. Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's
yeah. Oh, okay. Wonderful. You're getting a custom magnet. Congrats to Zoe Lucas and yay. Arthur.
Arthur. Yeah.
Wow.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thanks
for calling in.
Sponsored by Sticker Mule. Okay, goodbye.
Hee-haw.
Hee-haw.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. So, again, Karen, I know you're like a very kind-hearted person, but I'm trying to like, I'm kind of, you know, it's an ongoing struggle to figure out how to say goodbye as fast as possible without right. Sounding rude or dismissive. So if you have any ideas.
Yeah. I don't, but I'll let you know.
Yeah, you brainstorm on it for sure.
Maybe you can do it in like a sing-songy voice.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll try that.
Mm-hmm. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Okay, so let's talk to Freddie from Freestone, California. Freddie, are you there?
Hi, Joe. I'm here.
Freddie, you're also
what about me?
With Manolo and Karen.
Hi, Freddie.
I know. Hi, Manolo. Hi, Karen. Hello. It's just that you talk to me first.
I guess that is the case.
Wow, Freddie, you have such a warm voice.
Yeah. Freddie, how would you say goodbye?
My God. Sorry, what was the question?
How would you say goodbye?
How would I say goodbye? I like the sing-song idea, but you could also say something cutesy like toodaloo.
Oh,
Interesting tip. We'll keep it in
just
mind.
Like gotta pretend like life's a musical and just like this is your exit.
Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But someone from Australia once said toodles to me.
Really?
Like not ironically.
Sincerely?
That like, seems really authentic.
Like they were angry and they never wanted to see you again. They were really mad. No. They were like, toodles. No.
Toodles bench. Poodles bench. Okay, Freddie, you are ready to play?
I'm so ready, and I'm just going to go ahead and say that it's my birthday. Happy
birthday! Freddie, how old are you turning?
I'm turning 30 wonderful.
Yeah! Toodaloo to 30.
Thank you so much. Wow. Toodaloo.
Toodaloo. Freddie, I mean, what do you want for your birthday? What can we do?
I want a custom magnet from Sticker Mule.
Oh my gosh.
You will have to play. I'm so sorry. Yeah, we just can't offer that.
Oh my God,
if you
would
have asked for anything else, you're going to have to play. You're going to have to earn it. Could be anybody's birthday.
Yeah, nothing in life is free.
No.
Even on your birthday.
Even on your birthday. Okay, here we go.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Okay, so my birthday gift.
How many them?
My birthday gift for you is that you have to explain it in exactly 10 words.
Oh, wow. No.
10 words.
Keep
wow.
in mind, one of them
more
can be
harder than less.
Movie.
Oh, is it harder?
I think so. Let's see what Freddie can do.
All right, let's do 9.
Yeah, no. You don't mind talking amongst yourself for like a minute?
Yeah, that's no problem.
That's totally fine.
Great.
Totally right. fine. I know Manolo's been itching to bring up hazelnut coffee again at any chance. Again, Karen, any ideas besides toodaloo?
Oh, of saying goodbye?
Yeah.
I think it's sometimes nice just to disappear because I think saying goodbye is very awkward.
Yes.
So you can just be like, oh, this was great. Thank you. And then hang up.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What if I wanted to be a little rude or send a message?
Yeah.
What would you think?
Well,
no, go ahead.
see you never. and right before you hang up, you slam something, so it sounds like you're slamming down the phone.
That's an excellent idea. Thank you. I needed a sound effect. Yeah. Do you have anything, Manolo?
Oh, yeah. Let me play something.
Something kind of dismissive.
Oh, I'm ready.
Oh, great. Okay, well, we'll save it for when you say goodbye to you. Okay, here we go, Freddie.
Okay. All right. College singers without instruments follow their dreams and their hearts.
Is that 10 words or 9? 10?
That was 10, I'm pretty sure.
All right. You could do a bonus with the word movie.
Okay, so I know...
let's tack on movie to the end of that.
Okay.
I know what you're talking about, but not sure what movie it is.
Is anyone else in the room allowed to participate?
All of us know.
We all know what it is.
So does it start, is it an alliteration?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's Pitch Perfect?
Yeah.
Yes! Okay. Wow. Beautiful. Wait, it was? That's true?
Freddie?
Yeah.
Oh, Freddie. Freddie, you're getting a little birthday sticker mule. Sticker Mule's trotting over to your house.
Yes, sticker mule magnet.
Mm-hmm. Look at that, a little birthday treat. Maybe we'll put a little frosting on it.
Whoa.
All right.
Oh my gosh, that would be such a treat.
Such a treat.
Thank you so much for this opportunity. Just want to get super, super sincere and say that this show makes me belly laugh on a regular basis. Freddy. And that's really good medicine in this world.
Okay, Freddie, I am about to be very rude to you, but I appreciate
okay,
your words.
Okay, do it, Joe.
Okay, here we go. Freddie, see you never...
Oh, never. Bye.
Bye.
That was my sound effect.
Oh my gosh. I'm so furious with you. Play that again.
That was Marina Franklin making a mouth fart.
Oh, no. I don't like that.
All right. Let me try something else.
So rude. Okay.
Can I play this game again, too?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, go for it.
Okay. How many
Yours
words?
Yours is going to be the last one. And okay. We moved on.
One word.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, man.
Okay. Don't you wish you saved twins?
Okay, I got this.
Okay.
Okay.
Twins.
Is it the movie Twins?
No! Manolo!
What?
Twins, this was the original Parent Trap.
Oh, the original Parent Trap. No.
Oh my gosh.
I'm never going to get a custom magnet.
Never, ever. I can't believe you guessed twins. Okay. Well, all right.
I thought it was a trick.
Yeah. It's never a trick. It's always a treat. Okay. This next one is a little bit interesting. It's called Dr. Talent Show, submitted by Andres Say from Mexico City, Mexico. Take it away with the theme song, Manolo. Mm-hmm. Karen, feel free to chime in.
Heck yeah.
All right. Okay. Meow, meow. Meow, meow, meow. Meow, meow, meow.
There's not enough buttons. All right. Hello. What is your talent? Are all the symptoms of your talent
you
just came to the right clinic.
Clinic. Can we cut this feed?
Is a doctor talent show.
Boop.
Boop.
You did the bait and switch with me, that's for sure. You started off strong and then gave me that. Okay.
Yeah. Well.
Well, sorry, Andres. Okay, so this is...
Diminishing returns.
It certainly is. Like eating a bag of Skittles. Okay, so here's how this works. Colors,
you know that old phrase.
You know the best Skittle's the first one. You know the worst Skittle is the last one.
Mm-hmm.
Callers sing their rendition... Oh, we are sponsored by Skittle. Okay, so callers sing their rendition of the Dr. Game Show theme song, and Joe Manolo and the in-studio guest, Karen, give their feedback like an American Idol.
Mm.
If they're going to Hollywood, they win a custom magnet.
Oh, that's a fun game.
Mm-hmm. I hope we have some singers. We're going to talk to Bruce from Oakland.
My brother used to live in Oakland.
What? Is his name Bruce?
No!
Hey. Bruce?
Bruce?
Hey, hi, that's me.
Hi, Bruce. How are you?
I'm so good. How are you? Welcome to X Fun. Hi, everybody.
Wow, Bruce is coming on
Hi. Yeah, okay.
Bruce, you're very excited. Where in Oakland do you live?
I live uptown.
Okay, cool. That's very cool for you.
Bruce, is that a cool neighborhood?
You know, I asked and then realized I don't really know anywhere in Oakland except for where exactly my brother lives.
What neighborhood does your brother live?
Well, he doesn't live there anymore. Or did he? Basically, he lived close enough because he worked at he worked for the Oakland A's. So
whoa.
I would go to his place, or I would go to the A stadium, and then he would be there.
Whoa!
Yeah, it was awesome.
That's a really cool location, Bruce.
The A stadium.
I can only hope that you live similar. Okay, Bruce, are you ready?
I am.
Okay, Bruce. Here we go.
Hit it.
Take it away.
Mm-hmm.
Ring, ring on the telephone. It's Joe. Joe Firestone. Mm-hmm. Do you want to play a game? Tell him we're not home and needs to know. She's Dr. Game Show. Game Show. That's what I got.
I loved it. That was really good.
That was amazing.
I loved the game show at the end. Mm-hmm. That was a really empowering one. What do we think?
Yeah, that game show at the end reminded me. Well, the way you were singing it is like you had a dancing cane, and then when you said game show, that's when you ran and slid on your knees
and became a little frog
and took off the high hat.
Yeah, that was really fun.
Yes, I loved that. What did you think, Karen?
I thought it was great. I would rate this song 10 out of 10. It was just delightful and fun, and I could see her swinging her arms as she was singing. Like, it just on all fronts, I was like, this is great.
Mm-hmm.
Loved it.
Bruce, I also...
Thank you, Karen.
I loved it. Bruce, I thought that... you said all the words really good, and they did sound like the song.
Yeah.
And so I was going to say, you're going to Hollywood.
Oh, you're going to Hollywood.
You're going to Hollywood.
Bruce, you're going to Hollywood. Yeah. Okay, goodbye. I mean, see you never.
Bye-bye, Ayano.
Oh, thank you so much. Wow, a saboteur after all. A true saboteur.
A saboteur.
A saboteur.
Sibtree.
A saboteur. Let's talk to Jenna from Chicago. Jenna, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, Jenna.
Hello, Jenna.
Hi, Jenna.
Hey,
Jenna.
Jenna is
hello.
One
hi,
of our enemies,
hi,
if you hadn't noticed.
Oh,
hi, Joe.
Hi, Jenna. So, Jenna, I guess we should just see, you know, I guess we're in a situation where you do have to sing a song, and we do have to tell you whether or not you're going to Hollywood, so...
Mm-hmm.
It's a good thing that I was practicing for a musical. So.
Okay, well, which one?
Anything goes.
Okay.
Hey, that's actually my favorite musical.
Okay,
so,
well,
they're good for you.
Okay.
Yeah. Honestly, very impressed.
Okay, so, we're all,
what part are you?
Not like we care, but what part are you?
I am convert number 2.
Oh my God, that's the best part.
That's my favorite part.
I'm really happy for you, I guess.
Yeah, so...
Every time I watch that musical, I go, man, I wish I were convert number 2.
Jenna, well, let's just see what convert number 2 has to bring to the Dr. Game Show theme song.
Okay. Get in the zone.
Yeah.
Convert number 2 is mine.
Wow.
Yeah.
We get it.
Ring, ring on the telephone, it's Joe Fires. Do you want to play a game that you win at home? But you need to know it's Dr. Game Show, Game Show.
Wow.
Wow.
I really loved that.
I mean, I didn't even know those were the lyrics. And
she's
look
using
at-
the lyrics that my nephew came up with.
Those are the lyrics that your nephew came up with?
Yeah, isn't that the one where it's like, the original one was like, tell her we're not home.
And then this one is... you can win at home.
Yeah.
That's actually probably better lyrics. Okay, so...
The one that plays at the end now.
Oh, yeah. That's the one that plays at the end.
Yeah.
Okay, so Jenna, again, you did prove that you do listen to the end of the podcast, and that is something. Mm-hmm.
But we don't know, do you listen to the beginning or the middle of the podcast?
Or the middle. It's tricky. Jenna, Reluctantly, I will say that I do think you are going to Hollywood. Reluctantly, I say this, but I do think that you are going to Hollywood. Anyone else have an opinion?
Yeah, I really appreciated how tentatively you sung the song. It felt like at parts you were like, oh no, why am I doing this? I could be doing anything with this time, like taking an art class, getting really good at some oil painting. And I could really feel all of that general anxiety as you were singing it. And also, I'm really proud of you for being convert number two. So don't forget me when you're famous. I also think you're going to Hollywood.
Wow. Wow. Jenna, two people are sending you, but can you get the last third of the airfare?
I have a follow-up question.
Yeah,
what does convert number two convert from into?
He's a Christian convert, and that's all I know.
Jenna, I got this.
You want to explain it to him? It's very confusing.
Okay, if I remember correctly, and anything goes, there's a person pretending to be a priest. And then there's another person who's the main character who at one point sings a gospel song called Blow, Gabriel Blow. That's really fun and gets everybody up on their feet, including the audience. Or at least it was just me in the audience. I was having so much fun. It's such a good song. I think they're on a boat. And it has lots of Christian influences, and then people, in an effort to pretend to be that priest, that guy goes around preaching, so people convert to Christianity, and that means they're in the ensemble, but they get to have fun.
Wow, yeah. That's fun!
It's really cool.
That was 23 words.
Can you guess the musical? Yes,
it was Anything Goes, obviously. I would say going to Hollywood.
Oh my gosh, Jenna! Getting a custom magnet. Jenna's getting a custom. Jenna, nice work. Okay, see you never. Goodbye. That was good. That was my phone. I mean, my cup.
That was beautifully done.
Okay, that was really good. Okay, so we're going to do... Listen, I'm going to do one more of these because as much as I love people singing, I don't... Okay, so let's talk to Brad from Denver who skipped church to listen to the show.
Uh-oh.
Brad.
Deconvert number three.
Brad, how does it feel to know that you're going to hell?
Brad.
I'm going to hell?
Brad.
Is this that show where they play board games?
Yeah, this is what you'd call what would you call this show? I forget. But speaking of, do you happen to know the theme song, Brad?
Oh yeah.
Oh, Brad.
Should I go?
Well, Brad, just before we get you to go, are you willing to relocate from Denver to Hollywood?
I'd have to quit my job and everything, but I guess so.
Okay. Can this contestant be the one, like, you know, in the show where they do kind of like a featurette of like their past life and like, I was homeless.
For
23 days.
Yes. Okay. What's your story, Brad?
What's your dramatic story?
I was born in a dirty puddle and I've worked in the circus for the last 10 years.
Wait, is that true? Did you work in a circus for the last 10 years? Oh my God, wait, is that real?
Yeah.
What did you do for the circus?
I'd be more interested about being born in a puddle.
No. It's fine. Births are all disgusting equally. Karen, what did you do at the circus? Karen,
I'm not really in the circus.
Oh my God. Why would you do? Joe, hang up. Joe, hang up on him.
Brad, I'm so sorry.
Oh, I don't get to sing?
Brad, you can sing as long as I'm... Just keep singing, but I am going to hang up on you. Okay, ready, Brad?
Oh.
Keep going. Go, Brad. Go.
Oh. Ring, ring on the telephone.
Sounds like somebody who wasn't in the circus.
Joe Firestone.
Oh, no.
Do you want to play a game?
Okay.
You can win at home.
Okay, I'm gonna do it. Okay, big finish, Brad. I'm gonna hang up on you. Come on,
big
Brad.
Finish.
Big finish, Brad. I'm gonna hang
up
on
you.
Oh,
you haven't hung
you.
Up on me yet?
No, keep going,
keep
Brad.
Keep going.
Come on, Brad. I'm gonna hang up on you at any moment. Brad.
But she needs to know it's Dr. Gary.
Okay, that's enough. That's quite enough. Okay, we did it. Okay, there we go. Wow, that was stressful and good. Okay, so Brad's done.
Truly thought he was part of the circus.
Okay, so I don't see where that came from, because it did come right after he said he was born in a dirty puddle.
I thought it was like lead with the joke and then be honest, and I was so excited.
I do think that was on you, but I also think that Brad was punished fairly, and he did get out most of his song, though he did not get a custom mega sponsored by Sticker Mule.
That's true. That to be fair, though, I thought his song was great.
I was gonna say that he would be going to hell, but he'd have to quit his job.
It is wow, Brad. What happened to you today was something that everyone fears, and that's something to keep in mind. Okay, so that was Dr. Talent Show, and now a word from our
sponsor.
Who's our sponsor?
It's hard to say.
The kind people at all over the world who listens to Dr. Game Show.
Oh. Could it be Skittles? It could be Skittles. Okay, so this is
Skittles doesn't listen.
Every so often we get a thing called a Jumbotron where you can pay us to say almost anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's that kind of industry. This message is for Amy and is from Brian. What's Amy say to Brian?
Oh, I'll tell you.
I mean, what's Brian say for Amy?
Wait, so it's to Amy.
It's to Amy from Brian. Mm-hmm.
And Brian says, this is my Brian impression. Happy birthday. I could not figure out how to get Dolly Parton to tell you to have a happy day. So I am hoping your second most favorite people in the world, Joe and Manolo, can do it. You are the best, and I love you very much, and thank you for introducing me to this wonderful podcast. Also, goodbye, Joe. Goodbye, Manolo.
Brings a tear to my eye. Amy, yeah. I hope you're listening. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Amy. Thanks, Brian. You're a good person.
Really feels genuine.
Yeah, sorry you couldn't find Dolly Parton on Cameo. Joe, are you on Cameo?
No.
Okay. I am.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I'm like $500.
Good.
There's nothing quite like sailing in the calm international waters on my ship, the SS Biopic.
Avast! It's actually pronounced biopic.
No, you dingus! It's biopic!
Who the hell says that? It's biopic.
Because it's the words for biography and picture.
If you...
All right, that is enough. Ahoy, I'm Dave Holmes. I am the host of the rebooted podcast formerly known as International Waters. Designed to resolve petty but persistent arguments like this. How? By pitting two teams of opinionated comedians against each other with trivia and improv games, of course. Winner takes home the right to be right.
What podcast be this?
It's called Troubled Waters, where we disagree to disagree.
Hi, I'm the JV Club podcast, Janet Varney, and I used to suffer from indecision. I couldn't choose between Star Wars and Star Trek, whether to call or text, or the best way to cook my eggs. But now, thanks to my weekly dose of We Got This on Maximum Fun, my decisions are made for me. Thanks, Mark and Hal!
Warning, We Got This may cause shouting, phone throwing, the illusion that the hosts can hear you, laughter on public transit, and death.
We Got This with Mark and Hal. We know what's best.
This is last week's winning game. It's called Trevor Joe's, a pun on Trader Joe's. Now, it was voted on by the message board on the previous episode via sabotage.
Wow.
At the end, we have everybody vote, and this one won. Unfortunately, I did take the power back, and I did create the rules with Jess Solomon and Manolo.
Amazing.
Yeah. So that's just something to keep in mind, message board, that you can sabotage all you want, but guess who can take
Whoa,
your
while
punishment?
While she's doing that, she's making like a Donald Trump hand motion.
She's turning extremely red in the face.
I did want to tell you guys that we are a political show now, and it's for the wrong side, okay? just so you know.
Okay, but this is a lesson to everybody. Let this game be a lesson. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's a teachable moment.
Yeah. It sounds like Mr. Game Show.
Yes.
Like a teacher.
Like a teacher. You know? That's like, exactly. Karen, honestly, I thought maybe you lost it with the Brad stuff, but you got it back with that real good save of Mr. Game Show, the teacher, that's friends with Dr. Game Show, the doctor.
Yeah. Oh, I'm glad that was so clear. I'm really good at this.
That was clear for me.
I thought it was like because they took his medical license away.
Oh, no. Dr. Game Show is a woman.
Oh, yes, and Mr. Game Show is a teacher.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sounds like I'm going to get Manolo's job.
Yeah, it seems like there is an opening.
Do you play a musical instrument like I do really well?
Sure, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, here we go, Manolo. Take it away. Theme song, right. Trevor Joe's. Something nice.
Trevor.
Joe's. Here's the problem I find is that Trevor when you wait about a minute Joe's. To even sing.
Trevor Joe's. Well, I have to, like, find my footing.
Oh, that's right. Why don't you start playing Jones. While I'm queuing you up?
Okay, do you want
to
do that?
What if it was like, and this next game...
Okay, wait, hold on. Okay.
This is taking... And this next game is Trevor Joe's, voted by the message board on the previous episode via sabotage.
Wow.
Trevor Joe's. Trevor
it was worse.
Jones.
It was. I mean, some ideas are bad.
Ew. That's a good idea, like a lead-in.
Yeah, that was cool.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I also, in retrospect, I do wish for Dr. Talent Show you would have done the theme song for the show, but put in Dr. Talent Show.
Oh.
Could you do that now and we could put it back as if we did it nice the first time? Yeah.
So what do you like mean, play the keys?
Yeah, and sing it.
Oh.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, for the theme song.
Yeah,
I thought over while they were singing.
Oh no. So here we go, ready?
I don't even know what the words are.
Manolo! I'll help
hey,
you.
Hey Joe, it's Dr. Talent Show. Hey Joe, I'm not That's home. We're hiding from Joe. She's real scary. I'm going to turn on the TV and watch Dr. Talent Show.
Okay, I
She's
see.
Calling
yeah, I
from
see. Oh, that
basement.
Was also a bad idea.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
Yes, no, I see. That was my fault.
Mm-hmm. But what were the words?
Ring, ring.
Ring, ring.
On the telephone is Dr. Talent Show.
If
you want to
play
a game?
A game. Tell her
we're not home, but she needs to know it's Dr. Talent Show. Talent Show. Yeah.
They say yeah?
No. Ooh, okay, that's fine. All right, so this game is, here are the rules. Mm. Rule one, Trevor can't call in. Rule two, you have to be drinking a cup of Joe, aka coffee.
Rule hazelnut, yuck, yuck.
Rule three, you have an item that your wife would bring home from Trader Joe's that turns out to be really bad. You think of an item that your wife would bring home from Trader Joe's that turns out to be really bad.
Oh, that was a Jess Solomon rule.
You have to list as many as possible in 10 seconds. So I think you have to list as many Trader Joe's items as you can in 10 seconds.
That are bad.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Karen, would you like to start us off?
Yes. Oh, I'm panicking. I can't think of... yes, I can do this.
Okay, ready?
So I just list 10 as quickly as I can?
Yeah, in 10 seconds.
Or as many as possible in 10 seconds.
Okay, ready? Are you drinking a cup of Joe?
No.
I'm so sorry, you're disqualified.
Oh, no, I didn't have a coffee. Can I have your hazelnut coffee?
Sure.
Okay. Yuck, yuck.
Can I actually try it?
Sure.
Is it bad?
It tastes like hazelnut
coffee. Are you ill?
I am not ill.
Okay, great.
Oh, my gosh, this is such commitment. People. Such commitment? Oh, my gosh.
How is it?
Oh, it's awful.
And it doesn't taste like a bad hazelnut coffee because hazelnut coffee is just already bad.
Yeah, that's weird because I like hazelnut ice cream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's better when it's cold and solid.
I guess so. Most things are.
Most things are.
Is that a theme song for this moment?
Yes. Most things are. All right, here we go. 10 seconds.
Yes.
And go.
Tomatoes, apples, pears.
What?
Those are great.
You can get these at Trader Joe's.
But they're amazing.
Pirate's booty, chips, salsa, vinegar.
Vinegar. Okay, that's samples.
That's good.
That's
all good.
I got more. Samples, more
chips. Did you
chips?
Say ice?
Yeah.
Okay.
Those are good. Those
you
are
can get
all
ice
good
and then sometimes it's
we
not
are cutting
good
her
ice.
Off.
Those are
hey,
all good things.
I can't believe she said ice.
Fish. The ice cream.
Fish is good. Ice cream is good.
These all could ice. Be bad if they're expired.
This was truly.
You said sandals.
You think ice is going to expire?
Ice can expire
she
when the water
sandals?
Goes bad.
Sandals can't go bad. They're awesome forever.
Have you had bad sandals before?
Oh my gosh.
I think sandals are the hazelnut of shoes.
All right. We're gonna do a lightning round. We're going to talk to Elizabeth from Madison,
so like 5 seconds?
Is this Elizabeth Warren?
Yeah, Elizabeth Warren from Madison, Wisconsin. Elizabeth, are you there?
Massachusetts, Wisconsin.
I am.
Lightning round. Elizabeth.
Hello.
Ready?
I'm not drinking coffee, though. I'm drinking fizzy water.
I'm so sorry. Goodbye, lightning round. Goodbye, Elizabeth. Okay, this is very tricky. Okay, we did say it in the rules. Taylor from Orlando. Taylor from Orlando with Maggie and Jenny. Taylor?
Yeah, we're here.
Yeah, we're here. And Dad's making coffee.
Yay.
You're making coffee.
Yay!
Okay, I'll count it. All right, okay. Okay, ready? 10 seconds.
Oh, cauliflower, pizza crust, Brussels sprout.
Toilet paper.
Toilet paper.
Old yogurt.
Brussels sprout.
Old yogurt.
And that is time. Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. Did you count them, Manolo?
Sure.
How many were there?
26.
26. Really nice work, Taylor. That and Jenny and Maggie, that is, you get in a custom magnet. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I have an important question.
Goodbye.
I'm sorry. Yeah. But, okay, when I do this, does it sound like someone in a car is zooming by and yelling? Okay, here we go.
Okay. Thank you so much, Karen.
Wait, can you do it again, but like kind of yell at us? Like,
this is a lightning round.
Get off the road.
This is a lightning round. Okay. No. Okay. We're going to talk to Wes and Sarah from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. The saboteurs have entered the studio. Wes and Sarah, are you there?
If you didn't know, she swung the mic around.
Okay. Yes, hi.
Are you drinking a coffee?
Yep. We have coffee.
Yes, we have coffee.
Okay, let's do it.
All right. Arugula.
Ooh. Spinach.
Kale.
Fish.
Zucchini.
Anchovies.
Creamy peanut butter. That's it.
Time. All right. What do we got?
Well, if this was another game, I would guess that you were pescatarians.
What's the time? How many words?
Oh,
16.
Yeah,
16. Okay, that was pretty good. They're so good at counting this too. So you're getting a custom magnet. Pretty solid work. Wow, nice work. Goodbye, Wes and Sarah.
Goodbye.
Custom magnet sticker mule. Okay.
Okay, I have another quick question.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, if I do this, does it sound like a ghost is swooping by?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So we're gonna move on to a lightning.
Sound like
it is
like
a lightning
speed
round.
Vacuuming.
Joseph from Toronto. I'm really just pushing past this. Whatever is happening. Okay. We're talking to Joseph in Toronto.
Like you're trying to work in the room.
Joseph. Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Going down the hall.
Vacuuming.
Joseph, are you there?
Hi, I'm drinking coffee.
Great. Okay, Joseph, go for it.
Weird flex, Joseph.
Shrimp chips. Special K.
Oh my god,
oats,
I love shrimp
plantains,
chips.
Plantains. Cheese. Banana bread. Sand.
What did you say?
Sand.
Sand.
Sand? Sands.
Sand?
Yeah.
Plural.
Sand?
Yeah, sand? There's supposed to be bad Trader Joe's items, right? I don't want, I don't know.
Sand?
Like at the beach? What are you talking about?
Yeah, you know. Like
look, I thought I was
like
bad
Trader
at this
Joe's
game, but you're terrible.
Organic vegan sand.
What? How many words was that?
I only counted three, but that's a lot.
Joseph, unfortunately, we did all only have to name one to get a custom magnet. So pretty good job. You're getting a custom magnet. Goodbye, Joseph.
Thanks.
Take care with that sand. Bye. Okay. All right. Lightning round. We're going to talk to Lila. I'm going to say it wrong. From Chapel Hill.
Hey, it's
Lila. Lila, you know I did it wrong. Okay, so Lila, remember when I called Charlotte Scarlet? We're on a roll. Okay, Lila.
My name's actually Margaret. She's been calling me Karen this whole time.
Awkward.
Yeah.
I can't believe how nasty you've become. I can't
it's
believe
it. It's the hazelnut.
It.
Yeah,
all right,
it's Lila, really changed me.
Lila, are you drinking coffee? Yucky, yucky.
No.
I'm so sorry. No. Okay, goodbye, Lila. It's really too bad. That was...
Bye.
Okay.
Bye,
okay.
Wait, they're being so honest. I could just lie and be like, yes.
Okay, and let me just...
back into...
We do have Trevor calling in, and I just want to make that note. Trevor, you really were not supposed to call in. Do you remember that? That was the rule? Trevor?
Yeah, I sent in the rule to you, Joe.
Yeah.
They're in the email.
Yeah, that was the rule.
What if he was drinking two coffees?
It seems like he told Alex he's drinking a chai tea.
I have a cup of Joe next to me.
No, that's, you know what, Trevor, that was the one rule. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to hang up on you, but I just wanted to talk to you and make sure you knew that what you're doing. It's a crime. Okay. All right. It's a crime. It's
Sorry,
a crime.
Trevor.
You committed a crime.
Yeah.
All right.
Just, go to jail.
Okay. We're going to do one more. Okay. We're going to talk to, let's see. We're going to talk to, all right. We're going to talk to Mark and Rachel, who just got engaged.
Ah!
Mark
to each
and
other?
Rachel.
Mazel.
Mark and Rachel.
Hello.
To the respective partners.
Hello.
Hello. Are you drinking a coffee?
Yes.
Or did you guys get engaged to each other
we're
or to
water.
Other people?
I'm so sorry. She laughed.
No, no, oh, no. Oh, no. And you just got engaged.
This marriage is a sham.
Oh, no.
They probably aren't engaged.
That is really too bad.
I bet you just met for the first time. I bet you don't even know each other.
This is a classic circus and puddle situation. I'm so sorry, Mark and Rachel. I did want to wish you congratulations,
Congrats.
But unfortunately, we can only celebrate Freddie today. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Wow.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, that really was too bad. What an anticlimactic, horrible end.
It's one of those bleak movies.
It's truly a Parent Trap 2 situation.
Yeah, that would be awful if
bleak?
They made one. What?
Oh.
That is
bleak.
A sequel.
Okay. Well, that was what it was. And now we get to vote on a game. Okay. So it's either going to be Good Movie, Few Words, Dr. Talent Show, or Trevor Joe's. Karen, what do you think?
Wait, why? What am I voting on? Which one I like the most?
Karen, I can't even handle what you've done.
It was really cool. I learned the DNA of this show and then I tore it apart.
Yes, you certainly did.
I like the first one.
Were you talking about a good movie?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost as good as Twister.
Almost as good as Twister.
Yes.
Thank you so much. It looks like that is getting quite a few votes on the message board. And it looks like you were voting for that as well. What do you think, Manolo?
I like that game.
What did you say to me?
I was going to say movie.
Okay,
so that's also...
That's the one. Uh-huh. Okay, so that's another vote for that. That's in the lead right now. Pretty good. Someone just suggested a game called Dr. Margart Joins the Circus.
Oh my God, that's my life story. Who was it? They deserve a sticker mule custom magnet of my face.
Who's your biographer?
That is winning
Benjamin Franklin.
Excuse me? Okay, so we're going to talk to Brock from Jacksonville, Florida. Brock,
oh my gosh.
What do you think? What are you voting for?
I like the movie. Good movie, Few Words.
Classic. Voted for a game that was listed. I'm going to give you custom magnet.
Yay,
okay, Brock,
congrats.
Nice work.
Oh, wow. You're a sticker mule.
You're a sticker mule. Yeehaw. Okay, goodbye.
I
okay.
Mean,
so
goodbye.
Yeah, goodbye. Okay.
Brock was loud.
Yeah.
Or is that just my feed?
It's really hard to say. It does look like Good Movie, Few Words is the clear winner at this point. Yay. Everyone in the message board is voting for it. Let's talk to one more person. We'll talk to Rowan from Flatbush, Brooklyn.
Hey, that's so close.
That's so close. Rowan, what do you think?
I really like the movie one. I think extra points when the word movie is one of the clues.
That is wonderful, Rowan. I'm so glad you called in. Just classic, sticking with the order of the show, really organized. I'm going to go ahead and give you a custom magnet.
Rowan, where in Flatbush are you?
Boy.
Oh my gosh.
Sorry, that was also loud.
No, and also Karen wants to know where you live.
Where in Flatbush are you currently?
I live in Ditmas Park, like specifically, but someone who lives in the building next to me told me it's always been Flatbush, so I've been calling it Flatbush. But I live on like Beverly Road and Marlboro Road.
You tell us where you live. Thank you so much, Rowan, for your trust. That's a horrible decision. All right, goodbye, Rowan.
Bye, Rowan.
Goodbye.
We're gonna miss you,
Owen.
See you at your intersection in about 5 minutes.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so now listen. Good Movie, Few Words is the winner. Jeremy Stevens, you are the winner of the game. Congratulations. We're playing it next week. Now, listen, Karen.
Yes.
If we say we want to hear more from you.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Where can we find you?
My contact info.
Oh, no.
Do you want my phone number?
No. It is 857-Manolo1, isn't it?
No, that's you. I'm Manolo 2.
Oh, right.
Yeah. I got my phone number right after you got yours.
Nice.
Yeah, we are. My text door neighbor. My Twitter is my name, Karen Chi, but somebody took Karen Chi, so it's Karen Chi with an extra E at the end.
Beautiful. Good,
yes.
Good problem solving.
Yes.
So and Chee.
Yes.
And we can always find you on the late night with Seth Meyers.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
You can call into the show.
You can always call into the show. They do love Saboteurs there as well.
Yes, absolutely.
Manolo, do you have anything to plug?
Oh, just my Instagram at Manolo something.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, this has been quite a show. Congrats to Jeremy for winning. Thanks to our Sticker Mule. Get $10 off your first order of custom magnets or anything else at stickermule.com/.
Hee haw.
No, game show. Okay, so
what is hee haw for?
I don't know, and we probably just lost a sponsor. Okay, so if you want to take it away with one more song, and I'll do the special thanks. Thank you for coming on the show, Karen.
Thank you for having me.
Of course.
I feel like I grew as a person.
Certainly shrank. All right.
Why are you making
you do
hand
something
gestures?
Nice and fun.
That was nice and fun.
Sing it. You know what I mean?
Manolo, sing the troll song.
Special
thanks to our...
We have lots of hair.
Engineer Andrew Marr. Our producer Alex Adan, who just had a new baby. Congrats. Our mixer, Andrea Kristen's daughter, our intern, baby Emmy, and Rocky, I think, is our new intern. It's recorded at Hook and Fade Studios in Bushwick, Brooklyn. Don't come here. Don't come here.
See you soon. And
the theme song is by Big Huge.
We'll all go to Flatbush together after.
No!
Why are you looking at me? Stop looking at me. Like I'm supposed to say something.
Something.
Okay.
All right. Thanks so much. We did it. Okay. We're done.
Oh, we did it. That was so fun. Yeah.
Thanks, Karen.
Thank you for having me. Did it sound cool when I did this thing?
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't hear it at all.
Oh, it sure did.
I'm so excited. I'm going to go back and listen to the podcast for this moment.
Ready?
Fine.
Okay. So every episode, Manolo seems to go somewhere that it's kind of unapproachable from to anyone else. And it's his, what would you call it?
What?
Yeah. So, so we dedicate a minute each episode to the Manolo Minute, and that's where Manolo explains where he's gone to in his brain. And it's always fascinating, it's always riveting, and it's always an adventure. So, with that said, 60 seconds are on the clock starting now.
Well, when you asked me just a second ago, I wasn't listening because I was trying to think of what to say for now. So it put me in a weird loop, but now I know what I'm gonna say, so now you can start.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding. No,
okay,
you can start.
Starts now.
Okay. This morning I usually like to cook breakfast with the butter in the pan instead of oils or whatever, and I ran out of butter, so I used grapeseed oil, which is supposed to be good. But I think I accidentally put too much, and it coated my mouth with cooking oil. And then I even brushed my teeth, and it's like whatever, the liquid was kind of hiding in like the hiding places in my mouth. And I even used like a mouthwash. I used the Jason cinnamon clove mouthwash. And it was gone temporarily, but then it came out of its hiding places and then recoated my mouth. And it was grapeseed oil. It has omega-6s, which is not as good as omega-3s, but I balanced it out with an egg, which has omega-3s.
Oh, it's done. It's done. I'm so glad it's done. Oh, that was so long. That was the longest one ever. Oh, I'm so glad.
It was just a minute.
Ooh, that was a long one.
It was just,
wow.
It was
felt like 10. Felt like 10.
You don't want to hear about the inside of my mouth.
And that was the Manolo Minute.
So I shouldn't do the newsletter about my mouth. My mouth. Manolo's mouth.
What's it called? Mouth News?
Manolo's mouth.
Oh.
MaximumFun.org. comedy, and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.